Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is the accusation that Joseph Smith practiced polyandry just a vicious rumor? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today to help answer that question is my colleague, Eric Johnson.
That's a major question.
That is a major question because this is something that we find does disturb a lot of members. We've been looking at this Stockholm, Sweden meeting that took place in 2010, November 28, 2010, when two Mormon historians went to Sweden to try and help Swedish members better understand some of the historical anomalies that were causing them a lot of consternation. I can't think of another word that probably fits this better than that word. But now, the questions have now been put forth from these members to these two historians, and now the historians are answering the questions. And as we saw the last time we were here, because we did take a two-week break, and again, if you want to catch all the broadcasts before, go to our archives at mrm.org, click on the box that says On Air, and that will take you to all of the past shows. The subject of polyandry is going to come up. And so Richard Turley is going to field the question regarding polyandry. Tell you what, we're going to read right from the transcript, going as close as we can to the transcript, maybe interrupting every once in a while, but then going back and forth because Hans Mattson asked some questions of Mormon historian Richard Turley while he is trying to answer this question, wanting some clarification on some things that he says.
So I'm going to be Richard Turley and you're going to be Hans Mattson.
I'll be Hans, but I'm not going to try and give you a Swedish accent or anything like that.
All right, so this is Turley, and he says, Joseph Smith's wise polyandry. This is a very complex subject. This is one we could spend a lot of time on.
You can hear Hans' voice saying, okay, do that. So Hans really wants the answer, as I'm sure a lot of the other people in this room. And remember, we understand that there was only about 24 members who were there at this particular meeting. Some of them were bishops, some of them were stake presidents. And from what we understand, a lot of them never even heard of a lot of these historical anomalies. So for many of them, they're hearing it for the first time.
He continues, let me just answer some basic questions. Did Joseph Smith practice plural marriage? Yes.
Okay, Latter-day Saint, are you listening to this? Did Joseph Smith practice plural marriage? Yes.
Turley answers his own question.
Turley, a church historian, says yes. So if you're one of those Mormons that want to write me and insist that his only wife was Emma, here is a church historian saying that is not true.
He's not an anti-Mormon source by any means.
No, and we're not either. So,
and he says, many church members don't know it, but the answer is yes.
And I have to admit, he's right. Many church members don't know that.
And why don't they know that?
They're not getting it in the manuals. Now, you went through the Joseph Smith manual again, the Gospel Doctrine Manual, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith. How many times did you read in that manual, Eric, that Joseph Smith, though it does say he taught the doctrine of plural marriage, but how many times did you read in the manual where it mentioned that he practiced it?
Never. It's never mentioned in that manual. And in fact, I just finished reading all of the manuals that have been printed since 1998, starting with Brigham Young, going all the way through the 2013 Joseph Fielding Smith manual that will be used next year. And there's not any reference that I saw in reading all of these that has any reference to the issue of polygamy, besides the one in the Joseph Smith manual that said he did teach it, but no other wives. In fact, if you read the Joseph Smith manual, you would think Emma definitely was the only wife. I can see why a lot of Latter-day Saints don't know, and as he mentioned here, a lot of them don't know it.
And that's exactly what Turley says. Many church members don't know it, but the answer is yes.
He continues, did Joseph Smith practice polyandry? We ought to mention polyandry is having one wife with two husbands. And so
he answers what?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
How many wives did Joseph Smith have? We're in the process, as you know, of preparing the papers of Joseph Smith for publication. We hope to include in the papers of Joseph Smith a list of Joseph Smith's wives based on the best available evidence.
And he is absolutely correct here. That is a little bit difficult because as we were going through the book, Mormon Enigma, about Emma Smith, we found that in doing the research for that series, that it depends really on which historian you read as to how many wives are attributed to Joseph Smith and who those wives actually were. So there is some controversy over that, but he says now that these papers are going to come out with a list of Joseph Smith's wives based on the best available evidence. Well, we obviously know that the answer to that question is not going to be one. It's going to be at least 30. We find that the average number is at least 33. And so he says, so we'll get that, we'll answer that question in the future.
Then he goes on and says, why did Joseph Smith marry specific people? Which gets to your question about why did he marry the wives of people who were already married? That actually boils down to a marriage by marriage statement. And it's fairly complex, but it's an excellent question. We just don't have time tonight to answer it.
Oh my.
But there are answers.
What do you do with this? These are sincere questions that members have. They send these two historians. They fly to Stockholm to meet with these people, and they don't give them the proper amount of time to answer these questions. What do you mean we just don't have time tonight to answer it?
We've been talking about how the first hour was pretty much a wasted hour anyway. These people had wanted answers to these questions, and if you only have 2 hours, then go ahead and dedicate your 2 hours. Give a PowerPoint presentation for each of their 10 or 15 questions, not wasting half of the time.
Well, Hans Mattson, after hearing that we just don't have time tonight to answer it, he says, well, summarize it then. Is it a principle we believe in that it should be? It could be practiced that way. Because we believe in polygamy. It's a principle we believe in still. So is this a principle we believe in the church?
Turley responds, I'm not a prophet, so I can't tell you about the future. I've said to people who have asked me this question, do you think this is going to come back? I say, I think I have a better chance of being hit by a meteorite from space than having this come back.
Well, let me ask this question. If same-sex marriage is going to be legalized, you know that plural marriage is eventually going to come back on its heels. The Mormon Church has always argued that the reason they don't practice plural marriage is because it's illegal to practice plural marriage. Well, if that stumbling block is taken out of the way, wouldn't it seem to make sense, since Section 132 is still a part of Mormon scripture, that it would be very easy for it to be reinstituted and practiced again? Now, Turley's assuming that that's not going to happen, but he's right. He's just a historian. He has no authority to speak on these matters.
And when the question is asked by Mattson, we believe in polygamy. It's a principle we believe in still. We've talked about this in previous shows, that it's still being practiced spiritually, though it's not on earth anymore. But there are men getting sealed to more than one woman in the temple.
And that question comes up because Hans Mattson asks, but it's not coming back. They're still here now, isn't it? The church says there is no polygamy, but it is. So what? Why do we talk different languages in the church? I have a friend. His wife died, and he met another wife. And then there's a timestamp because it's hard to distinguish what's actually being said here for at least a few seconds. He goes on to say, he will have two wives in the next life. So we believe in polygamy. And he's right.
Yep.
A man in the Mormon church, if he is sealed to one Mormon woman and that woman dies, if he remarries another woman who has not already been sealed to another man, and he marries her for time and eternity, he has every hope of being married to both women in the next life. So polygamy is not dead, regardless of the fact that you hear many times Mormons say, it has nothing to do with us anymore. That's not telling the whole truth.
Now we're going to go back and forth, Bill, on this next page, and it goes very fast. So,
Before we do, I think we should mention that you talked about the Joseph Fielding Smith manual.
Yeah.
If you read carefully this new manual that the Mormons are going to be studying next year, you're going to find that Joseph Fielding Smith, and it says so in the manual, was sealed to three women during his lifetime because his first wife died, he remarried and was sealed for time and eternity to a second wife. She ended up dying and he married a third wife who was not sealed to another man, and he married her for time and eternity. So according to this manual, if you read it carefully, folks, you can see that Joseph Smith, Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the Mormon Church, was practicing celestial polygamy.
And he believes he'll see all three of those
women. I had no doubt that while he was alive, he would have said yes, he had every intention of being married to all three wives.
Well, Richard Turley responds to that issue, and he says, we believe in the sealing of people for the afterlife. Of course, the question that arises in the world generally is, what do you do if you live through life with more than one person? What do you do if your spouse dies and you remarry? What happens in heaven? And the answer that Section 132, D&C 132, gives is that you'll be together. Do we know a lot about how that works? We really don't.
And then Hans says, but do we believe in it?
Turley says, do we believe in the 132nd section? Yes, we do.
So Hans says, so we believe in polygamy.
Turley responds, we don't practice polygamy on earth.
And he says, yes, we do. This is Hans Mattson saying, yes, we do. We go to the temple and seal them.
Turley's frustrated and says, but you know what I mean.
And then Hans Mattson says, no.
One man, one wife at a time on earth.
And then Mattson says, yeah, but if it was legal today, would we have two wives? Could I take another one?
Turley says, it would not change from the current position until the prophet said so. And as I said, I can't predict the future.
That's an interesting answer, though, Eric, because when I was going through the Brigham Young home, the Beehive House, with Randy, he asked one of the missionaries about that. And at this time, Hinckley was the president. And he said, well, if Hinckley was to have a revelation, let's say, or whatever, and or just reverse the position, if Hinckley was to reverse the current position, would you participate in plural marriage? And she said, well, I'll have to pray about it. That sounds like an odd answer. I mean, if it's okay, I mean, and someone's asking you and he has the, I guess, the proper permission to do that, what's there really to pray about? You don't hold the priesthood, the man does. So you would think you would probably do what he said in some cases, maybe. But anyway, I'll tell you what, we're going to save the rest of these questions for tomorrow because we've run out of time. But I think this exchange between Richard Turley and Hans Mattson is fascinating. And like I say, we're going to pick this up again tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Are you confidently prepared to share your faith with your Latter-day Saint friend or acquaintance? Do you feel that you have an adequate grasp of Mormon doctrine and history? If not, then we encourage you to attend Mormonism Research Ministries Compassionate Boldness Symposium on Saturday, September 21st. This four-hour event will take place at Calvary Chapel Wasatch Front in Clearfield, Utah. MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will focus on such issues as the Book of Mormon, the Godhead, and salvation. Special emphasis will be made on how to answer LDS proof texts and the questions Mormons may pose. This event, by the way, is free and open to the public, so everyone is invited to come. For those who would like to do further research, a book table will also be available. Again, this Compassionate Boldness Symposium will take place starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 21st at Calvary Chapel Wasatch Front, located at 564 South 800 East in Clearfield. We look forward to seeing you there.